Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Yeah, that's the best one yet.
I am short.
Pizza, pizza.
Bingo! Showtime!
Nothing wrong with getting a little dirty.
When you were making it for young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing, Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies, that'll let me get back. For the show, then go direct to DLMGS.org. And ICChallengeAnalytics.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the calendar's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 1092 of the Link Sling Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Joel.
Good evening.
We have Joe.
Yep, I'm here.
And if you're not aware, Dave is helping take care of his wife, who successfully came through her shoulder surgery, blah, 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 and is doing well, but in some pain, which is to be expected. Yeah. It was Sunday night. So I'm glad to hear that she's doing well. Best wishes for recovery, speedy recovery. It's whoa, what's going on there? Wow. I found out today that I was not doing my due diligence on my Pac-Man Arch upgrades, that I let my database list get a little too far out of date. So when you have certain when that information gets updated with Pac-Man, it writes a file out called etc/pacman.comp.new, I think it is. And so it doesn't overwrite your existing pack. Wait, what is it? Pack. Why am I... Am I in the wrong place? No, I wasn't in the wrong place. What was I doing? So there's a file out there called... Oh, gosh. Why am I having a hard time with this? And I just looked it up because I had to fix it. And there was a reason why I had to fix it, but, I suck so bad today. Cleaning up. Oh yeah, so, Etsy Pacman.conf. So, when you have etsypacman.conf, it'll write out etsypacman.conf.new. And you gotta be careful there, because if it gets too far along and gets too far out of date, there could be some repositories that no longer exist, which is what I ran into. But I found that out because somebody had sent me something they created, and it had a QR code in it. And they were like, I'd like to get the QR code out, but I, you know, and this is a person who's not really, you know, not a technology person or uses computers or they know about QR codes, but they weren't sure. They were going to try and cut the QR code out of the image. And all it was just a link to that, media document that was created. So I took the link and I was, cause one of the first, actually the first episode I did do of Linux in the Shell was on QR encode. And I was like, I couldn't remember the name of it, what the application was. But when I went to my Linux in the Shell stuff, I found it and I was like, oh, I just need to install QR encode. And I went to go do that. And I realized that my database was out of date, so I had to fix that. But then I made that QR code liggety split. Beautiful. Easy to do. And I realized that I think I let Linux in the Shell expire, maybe. I don't know. Because it's not going to where it used to go. And it makes me sad. So I got to figure out whatever happened to that. Then I also found out that when I go over to YouTube... And I looked at Linux in the Shell for that episode.
That you did so many years ago.
QR encode. Yeah, that was done like 13 years ago. Linux in the Shell episode 1, QR encode. That I see that there is a... Where is it? There's a couple other episodes that kind of look almost exactly like what I did, which is I'm skeptical. I'm like, I didn't look at it. I'm like, did they just take what I did and maybe not? Although, anyway, looks good. Some good stuff on there. Interesting that theirs was 13 years ago, as well as mine was 13 years ago. Anyway, that was something. There was another one. I looked again, another one that looked pretty cool, but.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I gotta figure, I don't know, whatever the hell happened to that. What did I ever do with Linux? I know I had it over on HPR, but it was linuxinashell.com, but now it doesn't go there anymore. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, old stuff, oh well. You live and learn, move on. Nobody uses Linux anymore anyway, right?
Yeah.
Not Joel. Joel doesn't
use it. I'm using it currently.
He doesn't know what it is.
Right? He's he only uses it once a week to get on the show. That's it.
Okay.
And it's probably like Windows subsystem for Linux.
No, I use it every fucking day, my man.
Running in an emulator on a Mac?
Nope.
That's the way to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I only manage... Linux boxes for 60, let's see, how many clients have Linux boxes? I don't know.
None of them.
We have a bunch. No, we have quite a bunch. In fact, all of our SaaS runs on Linux for their app servers, so. Linux and Aurora DB with Postgres-based DBs.
Anyway, that was some good stuff. Good to have those references, be able to look back on them.
Mm-hmm. It'd
be nice if I could get the original site back.
I did do something interesting on this. I had a kickoff call with my first form coach and the leader of the group.
And they're using Linux too?
Well, no. I decided I was going to use this Linux laptop with that Zoom, and I got it everything working on it. The only thing I couldn't get working was the built-in webcam in on this laptop. So I have a Logitech C920 somewhere around here, and I just plugged it in, and that worked fine with the Zoom because I wanted to be on camera for it too. So
does it not have like is it a Win webcam or something?
I don't know. I've gotten it to work before. It's always been a pain in the ass. It's some weird USB thing. But getting a Zoom installed on top of Manjaro was quite simple. It was pretty easy.
Was it a flat pack or was it just?
It was flat pack. It was flat pack. That's what we use. Yep. Flat pack just installed right away.
Worked
just fine.
Is Zoom
could it be something with a driver maybe? No, it's not.
But
it's not
Chaos
Pac-Man.
Is. It's an interactive fractal zoomer, not the same thing.
Okay, no.
You know what? I bet you it's in the AUR.
Everywhere I read when I Google how do I install Zoom on Manjaro said to use a flat pack, so that's what I use.
Well, there is an AUR.
There is?
Yes, there is. There's
Okay.
And it was updated. Gosh darn
flat
it, man!
Pack
it was updated today.
Oh, was it? Oh,
yes.
Wow!
It was updated today at 1:12 a.m. Universal Time. Cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there you go. Zoom. Zoom. And well, what are you going to do? Now, I my webcam works just fine with Linux here, and I just tested it in Cheese, and I'm looking at myself and I'm saying, boy, man.
Cheese, yeah.
If I could just step outside my body, I would kiss myself right now.
I know it's not the flat pack itself that's the issue, because I tried Cheese as well and that didn't work, so.
I don't know, I haven't had problems with, unless it was like a tablet, I haven't had problems with any camera in a really long time.
It's just, well, it saw it, both of them saw it, but for some dumb reason the image was black. Mm. So, not exactly sure what's going on. What did it call it? Let me see.
Shit drivers?
Oh, that's, you know what? I think I had something like that a long time ago on a different, like, machine, and I had to put some kind of module parameter in or something.
Yeah, that might be what it is. Something like that. Easy. So Zoom says it's an easy camera.
All right. Like easy?
No, easy, as in the word easy camera.
Oh, easy camera.
Is that the company that made it?
I could be. I don't know. It's whatever Logitech, or not Logitech, Lenovo put in this yoga book.
Okay, so it is a built-in one that you're having trouble with.
Yes, correct.
Is it a Lenovo?
That happens.
Yeah, Lenovo yoga
book. Have you tried, like, loading up another operating system, another Linux operating system from a USB and seeing if it works on there?
I hadn't tried that yet, but it's okay. I had to work around, and I as far as often as I need to use Zoom on this machine, which is hardly ever, if I had to plug in a fucking webcam, I don't care, you know?
There's the cat again.
Yeah, it's my pushy cat. She won't leave me alone for some reason tonight.
You just haven't given her enough love.
Well,
she's purring.
She's my workout kitty usually. I get up and I feed the cats, and then I come down to work out, and then she comes down here with me and hangs out.
Mm. Yep. If I open a window, it's now to the point in some point during the day, usually the morning, I'll open up my window in my office, because for some reason my office is, well, it's over the garage. It's the highest room in the whole house, so it's the warmest room in the whole house, because my wife insists on having the heat at 71 degrees.
Yeah, my pets love me at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Is that feeding time?
When I'm the only one up and I give them breakfast.
Food. Yeah. See, mine's fed by... We got an auto feeder with a clock on it, so it drops food 3 times a day. So.
You don't even have to interact with your pets, huh?
Well, no, I do, cause he'll get
pissy. That sounds disappointing.
He'll get pissy if it's empty, cause it does, you know, all of a sudden it will run out, and he'll be like, beside himself, walking around the kitchen.
Be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Where's the food, man?
That's what I
water.
Get.
Yeah.
That's what I get when they start yelling at me during the day. It's like, what is it? Is it water or is it food? What do we got
missing
here?
Yeah, he'll do that too, yeah.
5 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, they're lined up on the bed.
He bitch,
whacking me
bitch,
in the face.
Bitch.
Time to eat.
He's like, hey, asshole, feed my ass.
My oldest one got screwed up yesterday, because Avery was out till after midnight working on a group project for her class, and she came home and she went into, it was like 2:30, she was in the bathroom, and that screwed my cat up. He was like, it's dinner time.
I'm hungry.
And he's howling. I'm like, oh my God, he woke me up. I had to go out and feed him because he wouldn't stop howling.
And then you just give them the littlest amount that you can get away with, so that way, you know, when you get up in the morning.
You know what, they're freaking, he's on his way out, he was diagnosed with potential cancer or something like that, they only gave him a little bit to live, he's still kicking, it was over a year ago, so he gets whatever he wants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. She's like, short timer. And I'm like, and it hit me right at that REM, that sleep cycle moment where I could have just popped right out of bed and been up the rest of the day, it felt like. And so I had a little hard time getting to bed. And when I finally woke up, like, alarm went off at 5 o'clock in the morning, I was like, oh, I feel like shit.
Freaking hell.
I hate that.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So then I slept till 6 because I didn't need to work out this morning.
Woo. Yeah.
I should probably be working out right now.
Not everybody, including lazy my sleep bastard. Doctor, will say, well, you should get 8 hours of sleep. I'm like, tell my body that. I'm like, even if I go
tell my
bed,
kids in my work that.
Well, that too.
Tell my wife that.
Yeah, I'm like, even if I go to bed with enough time to get my sleep in before 5 a.m. and get the full 8 hours.
You know what? Tell it to my apnea.
It don't freaking matter, because what'll happen is at the hour 5 or 6 mark, my eyes will fucking pop open. It don't care if it's 4 in the morning or 3 in the morning.
You need 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, it's like 8.
I feel lucky if I get 5.
Oh, same. Some days. And that's even with me medically making the sleep happen at night.
Well, sometimes I'll take, you know, some of the sleeping pills, but I really don't like the after effects. So it's got to be pretty bad for me to take a sleeping pill.
I'm on trazodone, which is not really a sleeping pill, but it's a antidepressant, I think. That makes you drowsy, so it's
Well, sometimes I'll take methylcarbamol, which is a muscle relaxer.
Right.
Because my hip hates me. And that'll either help me sleep or cause me to have horrible hallucinations.
Yep. Now one day, Saturday I worked a crew game, Well, I still got under calorie, and I don't know how, but because I ate two big S soft pretzels at the end of the game. Cause that's what, if they have any pretzels left over, you get to take them home. So, I had two of them, actually I had a total of 3. And
pretzels?
Big giant soft pretzels. They're delicious too, some of the best ones you've ever had. The crew game.
Oh.
I worked the pretzel stand for Ben's soft pretzels. So, and I made $130 for my mission trip. So,
how much of that $130 did you pocket? All of it, right?
$130.
It's gonna go. It'll go into my mission account. You know. So,
how much went to your personal account? How much went personal to your
mission account?
None.
It's what he's gonna spend on pretzels when he gets there.
None. But now, so I'm sitting there, and every once in a while I'll get in. I found something out that works, but my calf muscles started to cramp. So I went and grabbed a can of that Element sparkling electrolytes, drank that, and they stopped. So I didn't really believe that. Because I generally don't run low on the electrolyte, but apparently I did that day.
Start supplementing with potassium.
Yeah, well, the Element, either the sticks or the sparkling has potassium, so yeah. I'm good with
that. Put
that
banana in your mouth, not in your butt.
Yeah, I had banana and strawberries mixed together today for my snack. With a little stevia on the strawberries. I need to buy more strawberries.
Oh. Careful with how much stevia you take in.
Just a couple.
Just a couple packets, that's all. I eat strawberries and blueberries like every day, and a banana. Well, every weekday.
I have to hide the bananas in my office so the wife will eat them all.
I got kids.
The one that's on top of my, I think I have one or two left, and they're right at that stage, like right before banana
bread. Before you lie to yourself that you're going to make banana bread?
Right.
You know, always, What always blows me away is I can't believe how cheap bananas are.
Right. Yeah, right.
What,
yeah.
59 cents a pound?
Right.
Like, when I go buy a bunch of bananas, it's like a dollar. And I'm like, damn, this is cheap.
Man, you must have some really low-cost bananas, man, because it's literally 59 cents a pound here.
Every damn time I go to buy bananas, and every damn time I go, they're all fucking green, man. It's like, I want to eat one, like, when I get home. It's like, come on, man.
Well, you buy that banana and let it sit for a week, and then you have it when you get home when you buy the next bunch.
Yeah.
Until the wife and kids see that you have bananas, and they don't care how green they are, and then they're gone.
That's right.
I don't mind. You know, I kind of like a little, like, I like a starchy banana. When it's got that green, like... I like it both ways. I don't care. I love bananas.
Anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, here's something I did the other day, too, when I was eating banana. I took a little bit of that PB Fit, mixed it up with some water, and dipped my banana in it.
Oh, yes.
That was so great with celery, damn too. Good. Oh.
It's really good with celery, too.
And a nice way to get some extra protein.
Yeah, because the PB Fit has almost as much protein as your peanut butter protein powder.
Probably,
but just
yeah.
The serving size is half the size.
Right.
And the calories are pretty close, too.
One thing I got to experiment with that is, and I don't know if Joe's ever been, but I know, I'm pretty sure that Dan's probably been to a Friendly's.
Yeah, I haven't seen one in years,
though. Might
have
had the Reese's Pieces Sunday. Yeah, but you might have had a Reese's Pieces Sunday.
11 has them right up front, and they're on sale right this second for $1 a piece.
For what?
The Reese's peanut butter cups.
Or the eggs?
Oh, well, they have the eggs, too, right now, right. But those aren't on sale yet. I don't think those are on sale yet.
Well, the Friendly's, which was like a little bit like a Big Boy, but they also had ice cream. And they were, at one point, were owned by Hershey. So when that happened, they started the Reese's Pieces Sunday. And it does have Reese's Pieces on it, but it had this most amazing peanut butter sauce. And I thought about taking a PB Fit and making my own with a little bit of a sweetener or something. That would work. I think I have tried that.
Well, yeah, it
does work.
It does work. I mean,
right.
Just a little extra
more water than you need, but more water than you would do if you wanted to make it like peanut butter. But
yeah, that works. Or if you want to make like a shell out of it to put on your ice cream, just a little bit of coconut oil.
No.
Heat that up, mix it in there, drop it on top of your ice cream.
That's an idea. That's a peanut butter shell.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to try that in some coffee too.
What, peanut butter powder?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Little almond milk, little peanut butter powder.
I do like to mix my collagen in my coffee in the morning. That's what I have every morning. Salted caramel collagen in my coffee. Oh, dude.
What company?
From First Form.
Okay.
Yep. First Form. Collagen with Dermalol. So it's supposed to help your hair and nails and skin, I think.
Probably.
So, and that whole reason I'm taking it is because I lost all this weight and I have this freaking loose skin, like under my chin and in my belly and stuff. And on your arms. Yeah.
Probably
hopefully
everywhere.
That tightens up. So. It seems to be starting to head in the right direction anyway. Have a little less of the turkey neck. But
it's going to be difficult to get some like real traction on that because, and don't take this the wrong way, just because of the size that you were and your age.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. All that, yeah. Another thing I'm also doing... I've only done it once this week, but mostly because on-call week freaking sucks. I always like to go to the gym in the evening, but I can't go till like 8 o'clock till my on-call's done because What if I might get called? Page? Yeah, I might get called. Yeah, so.
Well, so?
But what I do usually do for the second workout is usually want to do my strengths, and I did get most of my strength workouts I usually do in. But then what I also do is, Planet Fitness has this machine they call Total Body Enhancement. Essentially, it's red light therapy, with a vibrating plate, that you stand on. And, it's, the wavelength it uses is supposed to help your body generate more collagen as well. Hmm. So.
Well, but my wife swears by red light.
It makes me feel happy when I'm done and warm.
If it works for you, it works for you.
That's right. That's right. I don't know. We'll see.
I haven't seen any of the actual science results on the red light stuff. Yeah. But I've seen the science on the cryotherapy crap, and I know that it doesn't freaking work. But some people swear by it. So if it makes them feel good, then you know.
I will say this: sometimes in the morning I'll wear my fleece. I don't like to when I go to the gym. I don't want to wear pants. I want to wear shorts. You know, so
I can tell you, life's too short for cold showers.
But what I end up doing. Is I'll wear my fleece going in, and then since I worked up the sweat, I'll walk out without the fleece. And I feel just fine. It works. It might be a little cold, but I don't care, because it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I don't believe in the cold plunge bullshit. That's bullshit.
Well, no, some of the cryotherapy stuff, you're like walking into a freaking cryo chamber that they're pumping full of like.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good.
The red light does work. I mean, the red light machines, they're not like, it's almost like a tanning booth, but it's not. I mean, it's got a red light thing, so. And they say, everything I've read about it says you won't really see a lot of results until you've used it at least 3 times a week for 90 days. So, I got a couple more times to do it this week, so. But I haven't been able to do it because last night. It's like I got there, a little bit after 8:30, but I wanted to get, upper body, workout in and I had to do a full treadmill workout to get my steps in. So.
Well, when you're on call, do you do your cardio at home?
I can. Like, it just depends on what else I got going on. Last night I had a call. Not a work call. It was a first form call. Team huddle kind of deal. And, so. Like tonight after work, I just took the work phone with me and just walked outside. Walked outside within short running distance of the house. So that way if I did get a page and if it was something I couldn't handle from my phone, I could just book it back home to get my laptop. You know, I don't go further than a mile or two away. So I just do circles, you know.
But you don't have like a stationary bike or anything like that at the house?
I don't, no. And I don't want to buy a Peloton because no.
Fuck that. They're expensive and they require the monthly subscription.
Yep.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah. The hotel I was in a few weeks ago when we were down in Cincy had a Peloton in the fitness center. Which I'm like, that's moving up in the world for a hotel gym. Usually hotel gyms suck. And I didn't care for the pre-core treadmills they had, but I used them. I tend to like, now, Planet Fitness uses Matrix treadmills, and I do like those. I'd like to try one of those ones that don't have the cowl on the front of it. I'm trying to remember what brand those are. I know that I can't afford one because I looked into it and they were like $5,000. It's like, yeah, I'm good. But
the walkers?
The walker
the one without the stuff in the front? Those are walker treadmills.
No.
Desk treadmills.
It was more like a regular treadmill, but it's the, instead of the bed being flat, it was kind of curved.
Get one of those VR treadmills.
I'm Googling it, see if I can figure out what it was. It's a curved treadmill. Rogue Woodway. That's it, Rogue Fitness Woodway. And they're $3,500.
Sounds like a solid investment.
Yeah.
You spend that much on a MacBook.
But it has nothing in front, like when you're... The Matrix ones, I will end up every once in a while, I'll kick the plastic guard on the bottom. This doesn't have that, so you don't have that problem. And it wouldn't be less than the Mac I get, because the Mac, if I'm getting a MacBook, it's going to be under $1,500. We just got, my wife bought herself a new iPad Air with the M3 chip in it. She's happy with it. It's probably overkill. She probably would have been fine with the cheap iPad, but she didn't want the cheap one. She wanted the pretty blue one, which is in a red case now. See, that's the thing I don't get about some colored phones is you put it in a case, at least anybody our age does. So why do you care what color it is? I mean, technically you could do that with a MacBook too if you really wanted to, or you can get a skin, right? As I'm not, you know, I know some people are like sticker people with their laptops. I'm not. Not even on my corporate machine will I have a sticker.
Well, I won't put stickers on my corporate machine, but I will put them on my personal machine.
I used to put them on my mini fridge, since my new mini fridge has a glass door in the front now, I don't do that anymore. I guess I could put it around the edge if I wanted to.
Is that so you don't see if your protein shakes are trying to escape from you? You have a glass door on it?
Those are all downstairs. I mix them suckers up in a shaker bottle. What kind of shaker? I have a shaker bottle with the little metal ball in it. I also have one with the little thing at the top. I'm not sure which one I like better. Those are the two that I have.
I don't use a shaker bottle.
You just stir it or blend it?
Yeah, I will blend it. Either right. That or I'm eating my protein powder in my...
ice cream?
Oatmeal. If I'm doing it in ice cream, then it's blended.
Right. Or Rice Krispie Treats.
I haven't made those yet.
I need to make those. I bet you that would be delicious.
Yeah, I expect it would be.
Yep.
And you can tweak the flavor however you want.
Sure could.
It's really the protein cereal.
Yeah. Have you tried any of the ghost protein cereals?
I have not.
They're interesting looking. I don't want to spend $10 for a box of cereal, though.
Neither do I.
Because that's what most of them are.
And honestly, Rice Krispies are low calorie.
They are.
Rice Krispie treats, for their size, are pretty low calorie.
Or you can make them with Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. Except Fruity Pebbles aren't as low calorie as Rice Krispies.
It's true. A little more sugar. Yeah. So over the weekend, our Metro Park has a fire tower, so I climbed the fire tower. It's nothing drastic. It's steps, but.
What's a fire
tower? But it's 9 floors high.
Oh.
It's basically a tower that the park ranger could go in and see where the fire is in the park if there's a fire. What's a fire tower? Please, man.
Well, no, I know what a fire tower is, but you said that you were at the park and climbed it. I didn't know if it was like some kind of exercise
No.
equipment, or was it actual fire tower?
No, an actual fire tower. And if I can get the damn link copied right,
and they let I'll you do that?
Paste it in the mumble chat from the top. They do. The room at the top is locked, though, unfortunately.
You should have broke it down. It said, Joel's here to stay.
There you go. There's the picture, the view from the top. It's almost as high as my drone can get. And if you're afraid of heights, you probably won't like it, because as you go up it, especially since it was windy Saturday, you kind of feel it. It doesn't sway, but the stairwell will vibrate a little bit. Yeah, I'll put a link of picture of it from the ground too. There's what it looks like from the ground. But the trail was in very good shape, even with all the rain we've had. The mud was kind of hard, not squishy. I think next week I'm going to probably end up ordering my next set of trail runners too. Mostly because I want to be prepared for it.
Dun, dun, dun.
My team is my Legionnaire team is called Team Relentless. That's because we're all relentless. Anywho.
How many people are on your team?
That's a good question.
It's just him. He's just extra relentless.
No.
How many people on your team use Linux?
I'd love to go to. They probably none. You got to remember, they're gym rats, man. A lot of them are. Let's see if clicking on members tells me 25.
No, hold on. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. Why can't I see my picture? I shared the picture of me at the hike that I did last year too. Yeah, they're doing a hike up Camelback Mountain in Arizona this weekend. I wish I could go, but obviously I'm not flying to Arizona for that.
Makes sense to me.
There we go. Yeah. It's good. It's good group of people, and the thing I like about being on this team is I feel real welcomed, and kind of the first time I ever felt, well, actually second time I should say, felt welcomed on anything physical, fitness wise or anything like that. So feeling pretty good about it. So I'll be talking to people. Me and one of the guys that, that we're doing the first event with, we were chatting today. And, I'm just excited that I can get to be excited about going to the doctor because I know I'm going to get good news when I go there. Because all the things on my labs were in good shape. Although my vitamin D was a little high, so I backed off the supplement I was taking.
Oh, your what was high?
Vitamin D.
Ah.
It was just a tick above abnormal, so as I was taking twice the amount that's listed on the bottle, probably why. Considering that my multivitamin also has it in too, plus I've also been going outside and it has been sunny.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I'll ask him about that tomorrow. I'm hoping that when I go that we can knock off one or two of the drugs maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I've been... For weeks, my sugar, I only test my blood sugar once a day in the morning, but it's been good. I mean, it's been very controlled. Even with me occasionally, like, one day, I'm trying to remember when I did that. I had a craving, so I grabbed one of the, Reese's peanut butter eggs and slammed that sucker because they're delicious.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to.
Yep. Yeah. And it's sad too, like I was looking at like I do a Bible study once a week and we do it at Tim Hortons.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking there trying to find something not sugary to eat. Like maybe a bagel sandwich or just a bagel or a wrap or something. The donut had less calories than all that stuff, so guess what Joel had? I had a donut.
A donut.
A cream-filled delicious donut with chocolate on the top.
Hmm. Sounds good.
I only do it once a week, so it ain't gonna freaking hurt me.
Hey, sometimes you gotta have those cheat meals to keep you on track all the other days.
Yep. Yep. And I did not eat pizza this week because I wasn't here for pizza.
Have you started making your own low-calorie, high-protein pizza yet?
No, but I should.
Yes, you should.
I got cauliflower crusts in the freezer, but those aren't exactly the low crust.
Yeah, that's not low cal. Cauliflower doesn't make it low cal. It doesn't even necessarily make it low carb.
Gets
I don't know.
You more veggies, but
it removes the gluten. I think. I think that's about
right.
It.
I'd be better off just like. Throwing it on those plates that, water, like, who was it? Donato's up here will make a crustless pizza up here.
You get, tortillas, like the low carb tortillas.
Yeah,
and you make tortilla
I've done
pizza.
That. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
One of my favorite things to do.
I need to get some actually, cause I do have, sandwich sized pepperoni downstairs.
Oh, and you make some
just
quesadillas?
Roll-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember which brand it was. There's some Carb Smart ones they have. Not the Aunt Millie's Carb Smart, but like a different Carb Smart kind of deal.
Mm.
But I saw that there's this one influencer I saw on Instagram who takes cottage cheese and bakes it into cottage cheese chips.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like cottage cheese, you know.
Yeah, cottage cheese is good for a lot of things.
Yep.
I didn't used to like cottage cheese, but
I like to get those breakstone things.
Bad.
Breakstones has, like little single serve deals with a little pocket of fruit with it. Pretty good. If you like fruit mixed with cottage cheese, and I do. But I need to eat, like, definitely want to eat, do more fruit than I've been doing. And veggies, I'm very lax on too. So I think I might buy, like, some leafy greens and some broccoli. And, I want to see if I can get some small, like meal prep containers and, like, at least wash the greens and divide it into single serve deals. And then I can just throw some meat on it and dressing and have a quick salad during the day, during the work day. Something to help cut the calories down and fill me up instead of the calorie. Not been doing great at the low calorie density lately, but I mean, I'm still losing. Not very fast, but I'm still losing, so I mean. So I'll probably be right at 238 or maybe a little bit under that in the morning is my guess. And the group of people I've been talking with, they're talking about getting like the full body scan to find out like what's your percentage of body fat and stuff like that. I've been thinking about it, but I don't really want
to. DEXA scan?
Yeah, I don't, they're expensive, man.
Yes, they are expensive.
But
I've never gotten one.
Yeah, I kind of want to, but yeah, I gotta get more hiking in, and that's difficult on my on-call weeks. Because if I'm halfway through a hike and I get a page, I'm fucking screwed. Unless I do, like, I can probably do, like, the 2 mile loop a couple times and just have the laptop in the car, and I can probably run back to the car fast enough to meet my SLA and all that. If I really have to. And lately, I will say this, we did an extensive effort last year to do some analysis on all the systems that we manage. And that has had a significant impact on how many pages we get. To where, like, this evening, I didn't get one. And that's exactly what I want. So.
Yeah, less pages the better.
Prefer none at all, ever again, but no, that's not gonna happen. It is the reality of my life. Yes. So this weekend, Sunday, we're going to be celebrating my son's 26th birthday at, take a wild guess.
The bowling alley?
Yeah, correct. Again, for the probably 10th year in a row is my guess. But, now see, there is the rub there. Haven't gotten the okay from him yet, but that means probably Saturday before Sam's Club closes, I gotta run over and get some of them delicious, delicious cupcakes. I don't know if you've ever seen them, Joe.
Where?
Sam's Club.
Oh. Nope.
Let me see if I can find a link. And I might suggest to Luke, since we're having pizza Sunday, let's order something different Saturday night. Or maybe cook. Actually, what I do need to do is, and it's a very Pennsylvania thing to have, especially Western Pennsylvania, is get some chipped ham. Really thinly sliced. And then put it in the crock pot with some barbecue sauce. That stuff is so good. Let's see, there they are. I need to find out how many people are going to be there. That way I know how many packs to get. Check them bad boys out.
No, I'm good.
They got Oreo with a chocolate filling, lemon with a lemon filling, and strawberry, of course, with strawberry filling. I don't think I'm gonna eat one. I know I will. But that's been the thing he likes to get for his birthday. I may talk and see, let's just like get like a one pack of them. Actually, ooh, wait, I'm sorry, the strawberry ones have cream cheese filling in the middle. Yeah, so they're okay, Not the most healthy things in the world, but, one of them is going to be all right. Unless he asks for, like, real cake, which, in that case, I'll just get a... I don't know who makes the best cakes at the grocery store anymore. Try not to buy that shit. So, anywho. Now, I've been reading up, and I haven't found a good tutorial yet, but I have seen it is possible to get Linux running on a Snapdragon laptop.
I'm not surprised. I mean...
I think Ubuntu will boot off of the thumb drive. Because those use UEFI, so since Linux understands UEFI, and there are images, you can boot a thumb drive with Linux. I'm looking to install it, though. I have no questioning. And I haven't found a good tutorial yet, and I don't have one either. So, unless a fan is listening, happens to be listening, wants to send me one. I'm joking. You don't have to. That's an expensive laptop.
Send me one.
Any of us one.
Huh?
Send any of us one. That would be awesome. Because I'm really looking at ARM no matter what. So that means I'll probably get the MacBook or a MacBook Air, I should say, or... Snapdragon X. Everything I want to run on Windows will run on the Snapdragon chip, I do believe. And gaming laptops are hot as fuck, and I don't want one anymore.
Why, because they run warm?
Yeah, he's up this off with something fierce. Granted, the one I have still works just good, just fine. So if I really want to play games, I'll just keep it. So, but 3050 Ti laptop, graphics card in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'll run pretty good stuff. It probably won't run the most modern stuff, but I'm not a climber anyway. I play the stuff I like to play, like stuff that runs in a DOS box, okay? I have the entire Wing Commander series from good old games. And I love that game. It's so good. And it originally ran, the first one originally ran on a 386. So... Heck, I think so did at least the first two or three versions.
Do games on DOSBox still have that problem sometimes where you gotta throttle them back or do something to throttle them back because it goes nuts?
Thus far, I haven't played it as much as I wanted to, but it's time, you know. I do have a Logitech, gamepad. That's the other thing too, is I haven't quite figured out how to configure that. So I can use all the buttons on the gamepad in the game. So it's like hunting for keys on the keyboard for certain things like shields and stuff in the Wing Commander series. But from what I've played of Wing Commander 1, it didn't really need any throttling.
Oh, that's cool.
Granted, it could just be because good old games... Well, it has good old, could be because good old games already has it throttled the right way. Because I run it through a good old right. games launcher, so.
Yeah, I know, you know, I, hands off to the people at Good Old Games and, what's the wine? Like, what's the group of, that does
Steam
all the-
or, no, oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
There's a, like, so there's wine, there's Steam's implementation of wine, I can't remember what the, there's another version of whatever.
One with the Proton engine?
Proton, you know, stuff like that's Steam, isn't it? Is it Steam Proton?
I'm
Steam
really
is Proton,
that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. The work that they do to do all that, whoever, I know, and I think there's a third group in there or another group that has done like tons of work to put all the proper configurations in for the applications when you go to launch them. Kudos to them.
I'm trying to remember that there was a company like before Proton that is still around that was doing it.
Well, I know there's what Chiliware, I think, if I remember right, was the one who did it a long time ago.
Wait, did they do stuff with? I didn't think it was Chiliware, was it?
No, they were doing native though.
Wait, what did Code Weavers do? Was there a Code Weavers wine?
It sounds familiar.
Let me look that up. Oh, Code Weavers did Crossover Office. So... So Code Weavers is wine development. Is that who you were thinking of, Joe? Code Weavers?
No. Lutris.
Lutris. Oh, Lutris. Oh, wait, yeah. So Lutris does a lot of configuration stuff now, right?
Yeah.
They're like a layer on top of wine that...
Well, Proton's a layer on top of wine. I mean, shit.
So is Lutris the open source version? Wait, is Proton open source? Too?
Should be.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, Lutris is a free and open source game manager. Yeah. Is Proton's more than a game manager though, isn't it?
Yes.
Because Lutris was what I used to get that one game running. And that Windows game run, and it worked. They said there's some like issues and stuff. I never saw any. One of the issues I first saw, and it had to do with the fonts, but once it got the fonts installed, that issue went away.
Interesting.
What now?
I just Googled Lutris. I was looking at it.
Yeah, so Lutris was really instrumental in making all that configuration crap easy. So kudos to them. I'm trying to think if there was something else. Oh no, you know what I'm thinking of.
I can see if I can get the is Good Old Games Engine run on Linux? I haven't tried.
Don't they have, don't good old games have Linux ports and stuff?
I have to look.
The good old games engine.
Well, they have like a desktop thing like Steam does. Let me see.
A Heroic Games Launcher works with good old games.
Okay.
So,
GOG Galaxy is the name of it.
So, Heroic Game Launcher is a GOG, Amazon Prime Games, and Epic a launcher for Linux, Windows, and Mac OS. And it's available on the Steam Deck. So there you go.
Let me see if I can download Galaxy for this.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know, man.
Smoke a bowl.
Nah.
What else are you gonna do?
Have some munchies.
And eat some protein.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Drink some protein. No.
Oh, my wife got me these, salmon spreads. Alaska Smokehouse Pepper Garlic Salmon Spread. The macro split on it is actually pretty good. It's 3 servings. It's 60 calories per serving with 5 grams of protein per serving. So 180 calories with 15 grams of protein. So that's pretty good.
Now I have, in the morning on my bagels, I've been doing, smoked salmon flavored cream cheese. And that's delicious. Probably should make some, they call it, well, it's called PB&J oats, but I use quinoa instead. The quinoa, a full cup of berries, and I cook the quinoa in a cup of milk, and then halfway through that, it takes about 15 minutes, total. And halfway through that, I throw half of the berries in. And then I top it with the rest of the berries. And the recipe says to use like a tablespoon or two of peanut butter. But because I want to save some calories off of that, I do PB Fit instead.
Absolutely.
And that I just sprinkle it right on the top. Although what I kind of will do is like towards the end, I'll throw 1 tablespoon of the powder in it, and then I put 1 on the top of it. So that way it kind of does. And what I probably should do is make some of that in bulk, you know, make a double or triple batch, then just separate it out. That way I can just microwave it in the morning quickly and not have to cook it. Because some mornings, I honestly don't have that much time. Actually, most mornings, I don't have that much time to eat, get to the gym, work out, come home, hopefully take a shower before I start work. I don't really make it most of the time, which is a good thing I work from home.
Listen to him lifting them weights.
I hear him doing it.
I'm not lifting right this second, so I don't know what you're hearing.
Well, what are we hearing now?
My fan? I don't know.
Maybe that's it.
We thought we heard weights clapping. I will say
Some clapping, but no.
Yeah.
Wait.
Was your butt cheeks?
No, it was yours.
No. I mean, protein can make you gassy. It can make you gassy, but now, I did some Tabata on Monday, so that's kind of extra that I did this week. My favorite combo that I do is I do full sit-ups, like not the kind where you have your knees up in the air, but the kind where your legs are laying all the way flat on the floor, and you go from flat on your back to reaching your for your toes.
Without lifting your legs up?
Without lifting your legs up, correct.
How many of those do?
Well, I don't know, because I try and do as many as I can for 20 seconds, then I rest 10 seconds, and then I do I'll lift my head up and do ankle taps where I do lift the legs up. So basically, I try to touch my ankles. All right, which works the oblique. All right. So then I repeat the whole cycle again, and it's done to there's a music track. If you look on like YouTube Music or probably even Spotify, has several Tabata, T-A-B-A-T-A, is how you spell that. And you do different exercises and stuff like that. I want to get one of those boxes you can jump up on, because there's a lot of workouts I see that use that too. I want to try and get some of the, some cheaper equipment, you know, because I don't really want to spend a lot of money on a, like a full weight set for the house, especially since I'd probably be the only one that uses it.
Dude.
But
seriously, right now on Facebook Marketplace, somebody is giving up on their New Year's resolution.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were going to post something directly. Like,
right?
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. There you go. You should get it. Take advantage of
that.
That
doesn't do me any good.
No, but what I'm saying is look.
Yeah,
now, look on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. See, the thing is the only place I'd have to put it is the living room, and the wife won't let me do that.
You have a garage.
And not enough room in the garage.
You have an office above the garage.
I don't have enough room up here either, and I ain't lifted that shit
up the
stairs.
No. You just don't want to. That's the whole thing.
Well, because I don't need to, because I got this magical thing called a gym membership.
Look. Somebody will be selling those adjustable weights. Where, like,
well,
I saw one the other day that I almost bought.
Yeah.
Like, it was 80 pounds per side.
And
$50 per set, and you can adjust it down to like 10 or something. I mean, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's kind of one of the things I'm looking for, you know, that and like maybe some free weights.
And they take up like no space, so.
Just for those days, I don't feel like getting in the car in front of people.
Just for those days when you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you got nothing else to do and you can't get back to sleep.
I usually don't have that problem, but.
Why not?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I definitely do want those dumbbells, because those are things I can do, and I don't necessarily need to have a bench for it. Although I can get a bench fairly cheaply on Amazon. They're like $30 for the Amazon Basics.
Yeah, just
flat bench.
Be careful. Check their weight ratings.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I guess that might not be as much of a concern for you as it is for
me.
Not
anymore.
Well, no, it's a concern for me because
you're the heavy weight.
Yeah, you know, if I weigh 230 pounds and I'm benching 300 pounds, then I need something that can hold at least 500 pounds, preferably a whole lot more.
I may have to explore looking at the racks that I can do a leg press on that's above 415, because when I did my leg workout this week, I'm pushing that 415 pounds on the leg press like it's nothing now. I don't even grunt anymore.
How much?
415.
There you go.
I can do between 130 and 140 on the curls. I've been purposely doing lightweight on the extensions, not because because I've done some research on it, and that'll help with my knees. But I do stupid high reps, like I do 50%. So that's a different kind of a workout, and yeah, it still hurts. But I do the same. I'm also maxed out on the ab crunch and back extensions too. But those are lighter. Those are 247 and a half. But what I'll do on the ab crunch is I do 247 and a half on the weighted ab crunch machine. 15 reps in each set for 6 sets. And yeah, that I feel it. In fact, I'm going to probably feel it more I don't know if I'll feel it tomorrow or not. I should have felt it today, because it's always the second day. You know that.
Yep.
First day, you wake up, and you're like, I'm feeling pretty damn good. Second day, all of a sudden, your gut is killing you, because you just killed it.
Yeah. And suddenly, the world reminds you that you're old.
That too. Yep. Although, it's like this morning I'm doing my run on the treadmill and I heard my left knee pop. It didn't hurt, it just popped. Yeah, I'm doing intervals where I'm doing between 5 and 5.2 miles an hour, so I'm getting almost a full run. Well, full run for some people. Dan probably goes faster than that.
What? Faster than what?
How fast do you run? Do you know?
Oh,
5 mile an hour?
It depends. I can get down to 9 minutes and 30 seconds a mile, but then I start jeopardizing.
Yeah, I'm not
I jeopardize
I'm nowhere
my
near that.
Feet and stuff. So I keep it like around
right.
10 to 11 minutes these days, so I don't screw my leg.
I can do about 12. Yeah, I did a 12-minute mile this morning, so I'm doing pretty good. And it sustained 5 mile an hour for 15 minutes.
That's
pretty
great.
Damn good from just doing 3.5 mile an hour last year.
No, man, you're coming along. Dude, you're coming along great. Holy moly.
Yeah. I can do a 5K in about 42 minutes right now. Although I haven't done one in a while, on the treadmill. My next 5K is June 14th. And I really have a simple goal, just to beat my time board at all. I mean, I don't really, I don't know how many in my age group will be there. It'll be a much smaller run than my last run. There won't be as many people, because those ones that are in downtown Columbus are really popular. This one's not in downtown Columbus. So there is a potential I could get best in age group, but it just depends on how many of us sign up. I don't care though. As long as I do better than I did in the last one, I'm just happy with that. I'm not racing anybody but myself.
That's right. And having fun doing it.
And I am having fun doing it. I mean, I've already beat my PR. What is my PR? I got it in my Garmin app. Let's see. Look up my records. My 5K PR is 41 minutes and 3 seconds. My first 5K run race, I was 44 minutes and 57 seconds. So, now this doesn't have it in here. For some reason, when I'm using my Garmin and tracking my treadmill workout, it doesn't record it as a record. It says my fastest mile was back in November, which is 13 minutes and 28 seconds, but I know I beat that. I can literally go look at my run from today on the treadmill, and I did 2.36 miles, and if I look at the laps, my first lap, which is a mile lap, is 11 minutes 53 seconds. So I did better than I thought this morning. So, yep. And that, the first 15 minutes I ran solid today. I wasn't doing that a year ago. No way. You know. Well, and then I love this. So I'm 143 down. And let's see. So I'm 238 as of this morning. And I was 281 at the hike last year. I'm 43 pounds down from when I attempted the hike last year.
What did you say you weigh?
238.
We weigh about the same.
Yep.
I think I got... I'm 235, I think.
I did go to... When I went to... every once in a while, I'll go to, like, Kohl's or something and grab a pair of jeans and try them on. And, well, if they fit, I buy them. Smaller ones. I tried a pair of 36s on and I got them buttoned, but it sure as hell wasn't comfortable. So, I do get a little bit of a gap on the 38s. The 38s are starting to get loose now. A little bit loose. So I'm probably right around 37 inch waist wise, I think. But I'm still trying to flesh out my, what I'm going to carry for the hike. Got plenty of time to figure out what I like. And I don't mind spending money and then just discovering I don't like that. Cause if it's something like, if I buy a fanny pack and try hiking with it and decide I don't like it, at least I still have my full on day pack. And those things are not things that, like, you know, just cause I don't use it on the hike doesn't mean I wouldn't use it later, you know, for other things. Because let's face it, sometimes right. you want to carry extra stuff with you, even if you're just being casual. So the fanny pack works good for that. So.
Now I'm lifting weights.
There you are. Yeah, I think right now my trail runners I'm going to go for are actually the latest ones, the Lone Peak 9s, which is they just brought those out a few months ago. And they're right around 117 on Amazon right now. They don't have the latest Lone Peaks, which are the Lone Peak 9 Pluses. Those are exclusive to REI right now. And they're about 130 or 140. But what makes them different than the standard Lone Peak 9s are that they have Vibram soles instead of the MaxTrack sole. MaxTrack is Ultra's sole. Vibram is, of course, Vibram sole. Vibram rubber. So.
How much are they?
Virtually the Vibram ones are about 130 or 140. But I can get the MaxTrax, which are virtually identical in every other aspect except for the sole, for 117. So, and I can probably, well, the other thing I looked at, one of my other favorite places for looking for shoes is Sierra Trading. But they don't have, the only Ultras they seem to have now are road shoes. Like the Ultra Vias and stuff like that. They don't have any trail shoes, at least not yet anyway. So. I wish they do, because when Sierra gets them, I can get them for about $60. But my Lone Peak 7s that I have currently, they're fitting well, and they're not completely wore out yet, but I want to make sure I have the next set well before those do run out. Because I want to make sure I get them broke in first. Before I attempt any long distance hiking. That's the one key thing. No matter what kind of shoe you have, whether you're using a boot, especially with hiking, whether it's a boot or a trail runner, you want to have them broke in before you use them for the first time on a long distance.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, all right, man.
Oh, yeah, it's time to get going.
And unfortunately, because my 5K is the same weekend as Southeast Linux Fest, needless to say, I'm not going. Because it's June 14th, 15th, that weekend. I could dig driving down to Charlotte and get me some cheer wine while I'm there. I like cheer wine.
All right, I'm going to play this out.
Yes, let's go.
I am short.
Oh my god.
It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, last week, my insane boot camp coach, she did an AMRAP, where we did I think you call them leg lifts, but basically you lift one leg and then the opposite arm, you try and basically touch your knee with the opposite arm. Those aren't that bad, but, you did like six of those, and then you did, well, no, not six. You did Tabata of that, so that's 20 seconds of that, and then you did rested, and then 20 seconds of full-on burpees. And I did them. I even went almost all the way to the ground on those. Oh. And I hate burpees. I hate them.
You can come to love them, right?
But I can do them. Yeah, in the Legionnaire group, somebody posted like a thing on Friday. It says, do you want to start with your workout with 100 burpees or do you want to end it with a 1 mile sled push? I'm like, give me the burpees all day, dude. The 1 mile sled push is brutal. Well, I got my nephrology appointment.
Well, I'm probably going to be doing a half day at work tomorrow, but it's because I have a dentist appointment.
Oh, I'm doing a full day at work tomorrow.
I have a broken tooth.
That sucks.
Ow.
Is it broken to the root?
I'm not sure. It's a halfway fake tooth anyway.
Ah, okay. So it's a crown.
So, yeah.
Bummer.
But I gotta get it replaced, so.
I'm on a wired headset today.
Alright.
It's good, you sound like shit.
Fuck off. Actually, I think I sound pretty damn good comparatively.
He sounds good to himself, Joe, so shut up.
Okay, I'll shut
Ooh,
up.
Ooh, cool, there's a mute button on the headphone cord, I just noticed
Does it mute Joe with his terrible attitude?
Actually, must be my headset because you both sound like shit.
Gotta be your headset then.
Is that better?
No, it's my headset.
Yeah.
Like you're all warbly and crap.
Warbly?
That's weird. You sound fine to us.
Joel's I don't know fine what's going
me.
On.
When I get paid, I really need to order another battery for this machine. But I don't feel like replacing it a second time. But I also need protein powder, so that's, you know.
The host is going to have to take priority. You.
That's true.
I got like 5 big buckets of protein powder?
Technically, I still have the Oreo Ghost, so if I completely tap out of first form stuff, then I'm good until I get my shipment sometime next week.
Right.
I'm going to probably order... I don't know. I'm thinking about a different flavor of level one. Well,
I've got an Oreo. I've got a cookies and cream.
Okay.
I've got a
Nutter Butter?
Fruity Pebbles.
Ooh.
I've got
sounds like shades of weed you got going on over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right. I should get some magic cereal.
I've got coffee. Yes, coffee flavored protein powder.
Sounds
and
delicious.
I think that's it because I'm out of vanilla and chocolate.
Let's see. I'm probably gonna go for the. Well, the thing is, I really like the clear protein that I have. It's the Formula
unflavored.
One clear. No, it's not. It's not unflavored. It's strawberry limeade flavor.
Oh, I thought you said something different, Joe.
Uh-huh. I think you can get that. Let's see, the post-workout.
I hope not.
Flavors are better, in my opinion. So, let's see. See, I'm not sure if I want to get, see, they have a post-workout stack, which has the Formula One plus Ignition, which is a carbohydrate. And I don't know if I should take that with my diabetes. Because that stack is $64.99. Ignition, what does Ignition have in it? And most people will mix the Ignition plus the Formula One clear together at the end of their workout.
Electrolytes.
Ignition is 43 grams of carbs, 170 calories. It's got dextrose monohydrate in it.
For hydration.
Yeah. Well, I'm in control. As my blood sugar's in control, that might work better to help me feel better after my strength training. I don't know. I gotta be careful with that stuff. I know what? that most pre-workouts I don't want to fuck with.
Why? Because they're mostly just caffeine with
caffeine.
Some fillers?
Yeah.
Well, I really do like some of the no-stim.
Yeah, there's some no-stim stuff I should look into that we have, so. I know the protein stuff, the clear protein. I've never had a protein powder like this at all. And it tastes like, almost like Kool-Aid. But it's not colored at all. Clear whey protein isolate.
Sounds good.
I might try the watermelon this time.
I thought you were trying the watermelon last time.
No, I got strawberry limeade last time.
Oh.
Now, granted, in the other Formula Ones, which are more like regular proteins, they have the, let's see, do we still have a magic cookie or a magic cereal? Let's see. Oh, I might have missed it. They do have salted caramel, though.
Sounds delicious for making ice cream.
Yeah. Another one that would be great for ice cream, which is, let me see, I gotta drill into it, let me see. Chocolate mint cookie.
No. You lost me at mint.
You're not a mint cookie person. Ah, shoot, they are. They're out of the. They're out of the magic cereal, but they do have Cafe Mocha.
Dun, dun, dun.
And salted peanut butter, which that just tastes like Pete. Looks like it might be like PB1 or PB Fit. Cafe Mocha and Cafe Latte. I think I'll go for the clear. There's a little less calories in the clear. Probably order that Monday.
Do it.
Oh, actually, well, the clear's got 90 in it, but the regular has 100. Not bad for, ooh, it's also got one extra gram of protein too. Hmm. Eh. Clear is refreshing though. It's the weirdest kind of protein. I've never had a protein drink where it was tasted really refreshing at the same time as I'm sucking down protein.
Have you ever checked out the protein waters?
I've heard of some. I've seen some. I know Bucked Up has a sparkling one.
Protein 2O.
Interesting.
I hear a kitty.
I do hear a kitty. He's not mine. He's downstairs. He wouldn't get that close, and he doesn't make that kind of sound. He's pretty quiet. Unless you pick him up and he doesn't want to be picked up, then he'll screech at you. A cute pussy. Wonder
man,
if they're already...
protein water is expensive.
I bet.
On Amazon.
I kind of want to order a whole case of the energy drinks, but then there's the shipping.
Well, it's not so bad on Amazon with some of them.
Well, Amazon, no. No, because I order that Element Sparkling all the time. In fact, I might grab one of those on the way down.
Or sometimes, gosh, what's that place? Costco?
Right. They almost never have ghosts, though.
That's true.
And if you haven't tried the peaches one, that one's fire. I like it. It tastes so good.
Dollar Tree? Get them for a dollar and a quarter each.
So the clear, they have watermelon, strawberry, limeade, and lemonade. I'd probably only like either the strawberry limeade. I know I like that one. And the watermelon. I might try the watermelon. The lemonade, I'm not so sure about.
Dang it. I was supposed to call my dad.
Oh. Call your dad.
Nah, I'll call him later.
Invite him to the show. You can talk to him over the air.
Eh, he wouldn't like that.
You need to convert that shit show song to MP3, man. That was funny.
Just use YouTube download. It pulls that right down. Play it in MP3.
Welcome to the shit show. Every fucking day.
All right, let's get this show going. What episode is it? Damn, I forgot now. 192, isn't it?
192!
Get the shit show going.
Big O Showtime.